Welcome to the Light of the World. This is Jerry G. Martin. We are coming up on the most holiest of days that is celebrated by Christian believers. It is the time that we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to present you a series of messages that will help you to understand what Jesus Christ did, but more importantly, why he did it. It was to offer sinful people eternal life. I want you to listen closely and even contact someone in your family who needs to know the gospel of Jesus Christ. At the end of today's message, we're going to share an opportunity for you or anyone you know to come to know Jesus. Come and go with us as we walk in the light of God's word.
He came to take care of some kingdom business. That's why he came. And he understood that. And you read the scriptures about Jesus. The crowds would try to pull him in one way. The disciples would try to pull him in another way. But he kept focused on what he came to do. He says, no, I didn't come. My kingdom is not of this world. They wanted him to take over. Hey, Lord, when are we going to take over? That's what I would do too. If I'm walking around with Jesus, I see him walking on water. I see him turning water to wine. I see him raising the dead, healing the sick. Hey, when we going to take over? I'm with him. I'm one of his boys. That's why they were walking around trying to think, well, who's going to sit at the right hand? And arguing about who's going to be right there close to him and who's going to be his right hand man. Jesus said, no, you all don't have a good understanding. My kingdom is not of this world. The scripture said, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest to destroy the works of the evil one. God sent his only begotten Son that whoever would believe on him doesn't have to go to hell, doesn't have to perish, but shall have eternal life. Jesus did many great things, but he knew exactly what his assignment was. When he turned water to the wine, that was to accommodate the wedding guests, but he didn't say, it is finished. When he fed 5,000, he did not say, it is finished. When he healed the woman with the issue of blood, he did not say, it is finished. When he raised Jairus' daughter, he didn't say, it's finished. When he opened blind Bartimaeus' eyes, he didn't say, it is finished. When he healed the man at the pool of Bethesda that was sick for 38 years, he didn't say, it's finished. When he cast the demons out of the demon-possessed man, he didn't say, it's finished. When he walked on the water, he didn't say, it's finished. When he calmed the storm, he didn't say, it's finished. But when he went to the cross and he gave his life, when he stayed there and bought our salvation and poured out his life, he said, it is finished. See, because it was finished in August of 1983, a sinner who had a name just like mine was able to dip into that blood that was still flowing from Calvary and ask the Lord to come into his life and change his life. And the power of the salvation power of God was still working on that day in August of 1983. That saved that young man and cleansed his life and turned him around. And if you are saved, you have a similar story. Wherever you were, when you came to that crossroad and you came to that cross and you said, Lord, I need change in my life. That blood that Andre Crouch wrote about, this, that blood that was able to cleanse, it's still flowing from Calvary. It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. That blood that gives you strength from day to day has never lost its power. And that's why we're here today. If it wasn't for the sacrifice and the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we wouldn't be sitting here. We wouldn't be participating. We wouldn't be connecting. We wouldn't be giving our life, our time, our talent, our resources to the work of the Lord. Never forget what Jesus did when he said, it is finished. I want you just to take a moment. If you're here today and you're not quite sure about where you stand with the Lord in that reconciliation moment, here's a good time to say, Lord, I want to accept right now what you have done for me. And if you're here today and you said, I need to make that acceptance, I just want you to lift your hand right where you are and say, I want to accept what Christ has done for me. I've never really made that exception. But if you're here and you are saved, let's not diminish the importance of what Christ has already done for us. We can become complacent in our own salvation. We're going to take this moment right now to say, Lord, we thank you for finishing your work that bought my salvation. God, we thank you, we praise you, and we bless you. Hallelujah. And nobody can take it away. Hallelujah. You purchased my salvation with your own blood. I thank you, Almighty God. Oh, you didn't wait until I got myself together. You took me just like I was, weary, wounded, and sad. Father, but you took me and you cleansed me. You picked me up out of a horrible pit. You established my going. You put my foot on a solid rock. And for that, I thank you. I praise you. I bless you. I never will forget what you have done for me. We're your people tonight, and we're called by your name. We thank you for the blood that flows, that still have the power to heal, the power to deliver, the power to set free. We thank you, Almighty God, for what you have done. You are good. We thank you that you finished. You didn't have to come back and for a do-over. You knew exactly what it took. We are the recipient of what you did on that day. When nothing else could help, your love lifted us. We were sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. Now safe am I. I'm not going to let the enemy make me feel like I don't have nothing, because you've already given me everything you've got. Come on, somebody say thank you. This is a time when we ought to rejoice and give thanks to the Lord. We bless you, Almighty God. Praise be to the Lord on high. I've been saved by your grace. I've been healed by your stripes. I've been set free, God. Hallelujah. You were bruised for my iniquity. Right now, Father, we thank you, Lord God. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. We couldn't save ourselves. Come on, just take another moment and give thanks to him for his divine, glorious acts of kindness. Your mercy being poured out upon us. Your grace being poured out upon us. Hallelujah. You know, every once in a while, you just need to have a praise party. You just need to give a blessings to his name. Give thanks unto his name. Tell the devil, I know what he's done for me. I understand why somebody would say, you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. Glory to God. Everybody got a story. You know where he brought you from. You know what he delivered you out of. Glory to God. Don't forget to give him some praise. Don't forget to give him some glory. Don't forget to magnify his name. Don't forget to praise him. We come to praise your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I dare you to stand firm on what Christ has already done. If you have a need in your life, you have a prayer request, if you need healing in your body, just begin to say, I receive the finished work of his healing power. Right now, come on, I receive the finished work of his healing power. Right now, as we praise him, I praise him for his healing power. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. The Lord will touch you with his own hand. He'll lay his own hand on you. Say, Father, lay your hands on me tonight. We praise you in this place tonight. Hallelujah. We receive your healing power. Hallelujah. You know, I was just thinking the other day that the Lord healed my body, and he healed me while I was in a worship service. Hallelujah. I had my hands lifted up just thanking him and praising him. I wasn't even thinking about it. Just like he said, I'm going to heal you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blood still heals. Glory to God. It still saves. Still delivers. Still open doors. Still move for us on his behalf. Whatever you need, God got it. Begin to receive right now. Begin to say, I thank you, Lord. It is finished. Glory, God. His healing is finished. His delivering power is finished. His peace is finished. His joy is finished. Whatever you need. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody needs some joy. Just begin to receive it. Hallelujah. The psalmist says if you need some joy, you might have to leap for your joy. Begin to leap for joy. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. You know, the people of God ought to just break out every once in a while. Hey! Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Glory. He's already done it. He said, it is finished. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight for what you've already done. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Almighty God. Praise the name of God. If you're going through something, say, he finished it for me. Hallelujah. We got to start walking in what he's already done. Glory to God. We got to start walking in what he's already done. Glory to God. He says that's finished too. Glory to God. Hey! Glory. It's finished. Glory to God. You know, the Bible says on the seventh day, God rested. You know why he rested? Because it was finished. Hey! Glory to God. Hey! He said, it's finished. I've done everything I've already going to do. All you got to do is access. Access it. Access it. Access it. God's already got it done. It's laid up for you. Access it. Access your blessing. Access your favor. Access your healing. Access your joy. Access your peace. Access it. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Glory to God.
This is Jerry G. Martin, and we brought you a message today to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as we are coming toward our Good Friday and Easter celebration, our Resurrection Sunday, I think it is so vital that we share the message of the grace and the goodness, the redemption, and the forgiveness that Jesus Christ brings to every person. I don't know who you are, and I don't know where you are, and I don't know where you are in your walk with the Lord. I want to give you an opportunity, if you do not know him as your Lord and Savior, to make a decision right now. It was Jesus. He came to seek and to save those who are lost. If you are lost and you feel hopeless or helpless or disconnected in your spiritual life, today is a great opportunity for you just to turn to Christ and invite him into your heart, invite him into your life, and he will come in with his divine power and his spirit, and he will do for you what he's done for me and so many others. He will turn your life around. If you would like us to join you and pray with you and help you to get connected, call us right now at 281-964-1393 and say, I made a decision for Christ. I need to get connected so I can continue to grow. Again, that's 281-964-1393. Jesus Christ came to give you everlasting life, and we will walk that journey out with you. Be sure to call us and then join us for our Easter Sunday service at 10 a.m. at 16161 Old Humble Road or online at lowcf.org. Now for the light of the world, this is Jerry G. Martin saying, may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.